Hey, what is going down, Am I on the Air universe? Before we get started, I just want to let you know that today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today and become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add Am I on the Air in that section where it asks you, how'd you hear about Podgo? You heard it right here, Am I on the Air. So make sure you fill that out in the application. Thanks, everyone, and enjoy the show.
Hi, am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
So what is going down, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for indulging me while I be stupid there to open the show. My name is Don Mega. This is Am I on the Air? Like I said, your one-stop shop to all the latest and greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? Yes, we're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here on Monday, May the 31st. I can't believe May is over already. Tomorrow we head into June. A whole new month begins, and oh man, new stresses start all over again. So thank you for joining me. Hey, tonight we have two movie reviews. We got two television things to touch upon, and then of course getting you guys caught up with all the news in the world of entertainment in the last week. So, without any further ado, let's jump right into it. Of course, spoiler free, so don't worry, don't get scared. I won't spoil anything for you. Two movie reviews. Two big movie reviews because, man, the box office actually lit up this weekend. And it was great to see. It was the biggest box office weekend in the pandemic era, as we call it. And it's good to see things starting to get a little bit back to normal. Our first movie review is A Quiet Place Part 2. As you could tell by the whispering I did earlier. So A Quiet Place Part 2, of course, this is the sequel to the original film that came out, I believe, in 2018, directed by John Krasinski, even wrote by John Krasinski. That first one was a massive hit. John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, you had this family that was on the run from aliens, and these aliens that only really attacked you if they heard you, because they couldn't see. It was all done by noise, hence the quiet place, right? You had to be very quiet. You couldn't make no noise, or these creatures were going to come out of nowhere and kill your ass. The first movie was really, really good. It was tense. It was suspenseful. And then this movie here, Quiet Place Part 2, was supposed to come out a year ago, over a year ago. It was going to come out the end of March of 2020. Well, you know what else came out in the end of March in 2020? COVID. So unfortunately, A Quiet Place Part 2 got pushed a whole year, but it finally hit theaters. I saw it in IMAX. It was incredible. I really, really love this movie. I've been contemplating since I watched it, did I like it more? You know, that's always the thing with sequels. People always tend to say, was it better than the first? And that's a big question, man. Usually I can answer that pretty easily. But with this movie, I'm not quite sure. I do feel like I'm leaning towards I like this one more. I'm trying to remember what I rated the first movie, because I remember everyone making a very big deal about the first film. And I liked it a lot, but I remember walking out of the theater being like, it wasn't what everyone cracked it up to be. Like, I found it boring in a lot because it is so quiet and there's not a lot going on. It's gotten better on me through age, but I remember walking out of the theater the first time being like, yeah, that was good, but I wasn't like in love with it. I walked out of this one really, really liking it. So I feel like I did like this one more, but in my head, it's kind of like a back and forth coin toss of which one's better. So I'm going to put them pretty neck to neck here. But, you know, this movie here follows the events of the first movie, pretty much taking place right after the first film ends. There is a flashback sequence in the beginning where you get to see what happened, like the day one of the attack, and that was really, really cool to see. But then we fast forward and we're picking up after the events of the first movie. This time Cillian Murphy kind of steps up and becomes the the main male lead, because of course, spoiler alert, in this part John Krasinski in the first movie obviously died, so he's only in the flashback scene. So Cillian Murphy kind of comes in and he kind of takes over that like leadership role, and he was great in this. Emily Blunt was fantastic, but the kids, the son and the daughter, so good. I really, really love this movie. There's no doubt that if you like the first movie, you're going to love this one too. I mean, it just really follows that same formula. It's very suspenseful. It's got drama. It's a thriller. It's science fiction. It covers so much across the board that I walked out just absolutely loving it. And especially seeing it in IMAX. I mean, the sound quality and just everything that was going on really enhanced it. So I highly recommend checking out A Quiet Place Part 2, the number one movie in the box office right now, making $57 million over the weekend, the biggest opening weekend of a pandemic movie. So congratulations, man. This one's awesome and definitely leaves you wanting more by the end. And I can't wait to get that third part, man, because I know, John Krasinski's been talking lately about making this a trilogy. So I can't wait to see where we take it from here. But definitely check out A Quiet Place Part 2. I would give it 4 out of 5 stars. So check that out. And of course, our second movie is the number 2 movie at the box office, which is the new Disney film Cruella. Now, Cruella did the whole day and date thing, so it hit theaters, but it also came out on Disney Plus with Premiere Access, which is when you can rent it for $30 and watch it at home. This movie here, I honestly went into the weekend being like, I'm probably not even going to watch it. I'll be honest, I've had zero interest in this film. Didn't care. Didn't like the trailer, never cared about this story, didn't like 101 Dalmatians. I just didn't care about this character. But the movie came out, and I started looking at reviews, and people were saying it was actually really good. So my wife wanted to watch it, daughter wanted to watch it, so I said, fine, we'll put it on, we'll watch Cruella. And I actually ended up liking the movie. I didn't love it, but I did like it, and I liked it, of course, way more than I ever thought I would. This, of course, is the origin story of Estella, who turns into Cruella, of course. Estella DuVille into Cruella DeVille, and kind of seeing that whole origin story kind of develop. It was a cool story. It was a darker movie for a Disney film. I was actually very shocked by that. Just didn't expect it, I guess, from what they were doing here. But I give them props, man. I give them props for being a darker film. But my main thing in this is just that the standout is obviously Emma Stone. She's so good in this movie. She really, really kills it in this character. And you also have Emma Thompson in this, and she's fantastic. Mark Strong pops up. He's always good in everything he does. Paul Walter Hauser pops up in this thing as well, too, and I really, really liked him. He really shot up in my portfolio ever since Richard Jewell, that's what it was. So he was so good in that, so it was cool to see him in this as kind of like her helper. So like I said, man, it's one of these films, like I said, it's better than what I thought. Not great. I'm not gonna tell you to run out and see it, but if you want to watch it at home, if you have nothing to do and you want to go to the theater, and you do like the trailer, I think you will like the movie. It was a pleasant surprise, and it was a fun little ride for what it was. So I would give Cruella 3 out of 5 stars. It was good. And definitely, like I said, you know, I was glad I took a chance on this one because it turned out to be better than I thought. So there you go. Quiet Place Part 2, 4 out of 5 stars, and Cruella 3 out of 5 stars. Switching on over to the TV side, it finally happened a year later than it should have, but it finally happened. The Friends reunion. Yes, this aired on HBO Max. This was something that was supposed to come out when HBO Max debuted a year ago. But because of COVID, they couldn't film it and everything took forever. They finally were able to film this thing and get it out on HBO Max. And I really, really liked it. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long. If you're a fan of Friends, I think you're really going to dig this reunion. It's funny. They play some games. There's some nostalgia. You get to see what they felt about everything, see the sets, see how the show came together. It's a really cool kind of behind the scenes thing. And it was just really great to see these 6 actors back together again. Friends is just one of those shows that, you know, ran for 10 seasons and was just incredible and super funny, and you're still catching reruns and you still laugh, and it really holds a solid place in time. So this was really cool to see. Check it out over on HBO Max. And lastly, really quick, I just wanted to shout out that Lucifer is back. That's right, Lucifer Part 2 of Season 5, or as they say, 5B, is now streaming on Netflix. About damn time, man. The first half of Season 5 came out almost a year ago, and we're just now getting the second half. So this could have been a whole nother season at this point. Same thing, you know, they were filming the first half. It wasn't intended to be a part one and part two kind of half thing. But then COVID came out and they had to shut things down. So the second half was majorly delayed, and we finally get it now. I'm a couple episodes into the second half, and so far so good, man. It's good to see Lucifer back. I love these stories. It's good to see God in this part of the season. And so, hey, I just wanted to shout it out in case you missed it, that it's out. It is here. Lucifer Season 5B is now streaming on Netflix. So there's my quick reviews there. Quiet Place Part 2 in theaters. Check it out now. 4 out of 5 stars. Cruella in theaters and on Disney Plus Premier Access for $30 there. 3 out of 5 stars for me. Over on TV, Friends the Reunion now streaming on HBO Max, and Lucifer Season 5B now streaming over on Netflix. Okay, with that being said, let's switch gears. Let's get on into our news of the week. Up first, Elizabeth Banks is set to direct and star in a new fantasy drama for Peacock, and it's going to be called Red Queen. I'm all about this. I love Elizabeth Banks, and I'm all down for these new streaming shows, so I know they'll get to do something really cool. So congratulations to Elizabeth Banks on this. The new Walking Dead Season 11 photo that has come out has revealed the first look at Mercer, so you can check that out. The brand new first trailer for Last Night in Soho came out. This is Edgar Wright's new movie, starring Anna Taylor-Joy. Trippy-ass trailer, man. Very, very trippy. It's one of those trailers that by the end of it, you're like, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm definitely intrigued to see what happens. So check out the Last Night in Soho trailer if you haven't seen it yet. Production has officially begun on the Blumhouse remake of Firestarter. That's right, now starring Zac Efron. They're doing the remake of Firestarter. So now filming. Glad to see this one moving forward. I think this one definitely deserves an update. Jesse Plemons is joining Elizabeth Olsen in HBO Max's new show Love and Death, so great addition there. We have the first trailer for Gunpowder Milkshake, which is a new female killer action movie thriller with an all-female led cast, so check that out. Karen Gillan is the lead lady in this one. It looks really good, so looking forward to Gunpowder Milkshake. J.J. Abrams says don't give up on his Portal movie. Remember Portal, based on the video game? He's been working on this since 2013, but he says, hey, it is coming along and it will eventually see the light of day, so we'll see. Johnny Knoxville confirms that the next Jackass movie, Jackass 4, will be his final movie. Yes, he says it will be his last contribution to the franchise. He's just getting too old, man. He doesn't want to be hurt, so I understand. The CW has released their fall 2021 schedule, and they also have 3 specials that will be coming soon over the summertime. Another Game of Thrones spinoff is on the way. It's going to be called 10,000 Ships, and it's going to be written by Amanda Siegel, and that one of the upcoming Game of Thrones spinoffs that is currently in development. we have the first trailer, or the first full trailer, I should say, of the Tomorrow War. This is the new action movie starring Chris Pratt, directed by Chris McKay, and it looks really good, man. I love this trailer. This is going straight to Amazon Prime. They bought the rights to this one. It comes out in July. Check out this trailer. It's really, really good. Blumhouse is set to develop a new horror series called The Battersea Poltergeist, and this will be based on the BBC Four podcast, so very cool there. Going back to A Quiet Place, I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, in doing an interview with John Krasinski, he says that he is looking to do A Quiet Place as a trilogy, and if you see the end of part two, you'll know what I'm talking about. It definitely feels like they're setting up for that, so very cool. CW has decided, I think we talked about this on last week's show, we talked about how they passed on the Powerpuff Girls pilot that they were doing. The CW boss came out and he just said, hey, it's a miss. It was too campy, and we want to redevelop it. We want to take it a little bit more seriously. So they are going to redevelop it and then take a look at it again and see if they'll move along on it. The Hellraiser reboot. We've been working on this one for a while, and now it's official that it's going to be coming to Hulu. That's right. It'll be a Hulu exclusive, the Hellraiser reboot. Very excited about that one. Tom Cavanaugh, even though he's leaving The Flash next season, he says he will never, quote-unquote, completely be gone from the show. He loves it too much, so we'll still probably see him step up. He just won't be a series regular anymore. The CW has ordered a Bebo Christmas special. Now, if you ever watch Legends of Tomorrow, you know what Bebo is. It's a little blue creature. So I don't know how it's getting a Christmas special, but there you go. And they're going to be doing a new Waltons movie starring Bellamy Young. Let's see here. 911 Lone Star is promoting Brianna Baker to a series regular for season 3. I had a feeling they were doing that. You started to see her more and more towards the end of the season. Guy Fieri, congratulations to him. He's just signed a new massive deal with the Food Network and Discovery Inc. So he's got a new 3-year deal that's said to be the biggest talent deal of its kind for Discovery Inc. And the president of the network says, I can't imagine Food Network without Guy. I can't even bring myself to try to imagine it. So congratulations, man. That guy definitely worked hard, and it's paying off now. Mulan director Nicky Caro is set to helm big wave surfing drama that will be coming to Netflix. Spiral from the Book of Saul will officially hit Stars starting on October 8th. That's right. So Stars has picked up the first run streaming rights for Spiral. So that'll hit the streaming network on October 8th. A new Scooby-Doo reunion has been, it's a new Scooby-Doo reunion spoof has also been set over on the CW. So that's one of the other specials that they've signed on for. So, alrighty. We have all the nominations for the Daytime Emmys, so check that out if you are interested. Gerard Carmichael is joining Emma Stone in her new movie, Poor Things. Tyner Rushing is joining Chris Pratt in his new Amazon thriller, The Terminal List. The Flash is going to have a 5-episode season 8 launch event that will have quote-unquote crossover type feel. So that's what the CW boss is saying, that they're not really planning the typical big CW Arrowverse crossover next season, but they are going to be kicking off Flash Season 8 with a 5-episode special that will have that crossover type feel that will expand across several shows. So very cool there. I even heard that they're negotiating with Chris Williams to come back as Black Lightning, which, you know, that show ended this season. So very cool there that they could still bring him back to do some sort of crossover thing. So looking forward to that, man. Flash definitely needs a boost. I used to love this show so much, and lately these new episodes have just been bleh. So I'm hoping that they come out the gate swinging with season 8. The long gestating spinoff of The 100 is still in the works over at the CW, according to the CW boss. They're still working on it. It says it's very much alive, but they're still working on it. So there you go there. Congratulations to Aaron Taylor Johnson in a move that I did not see coming. You didn't see that coming? I didn't see that coming. He is joining Sony's Marvel Universe, and yes, he will be playing Kraven the Hunter. Yes, it'll be a new standalone film from director J.C. Chandor. So this is going to be kind of like Venom and the upcoming Morbius. they're going to be doing Kraven the Hunter. So another Spider-Man-less villain get his own solo movie. But we'll see, man. We'll see where it goes. But Aaron Taylor Johnson, of course, he was Kick-Ass. He was Quicksilver in the Avengers. And now he gets to be Kraven the Hunter. So congratulations to him, man. I think it's great casting. He's awesome. I think if you've seen just a small bit of him from Tenet, I think it shows you what he could really bring to Kraven the Hunter. So very, very cool. The new trailer for Escape Room Tournament of Champions dropped. It looks pretty good. I'll give it some credit. It looks like a fun horror movie. Now, I thought the first movie looked the same, and I hated it. So we'll see what they do with me on the sequel. We will see. Chris Noth is set to reprise his role as Mr. Big in HBO Max's upcoming Sex and the City reboot called And Just Like That. So there you go, man. Mr. Big coming back. Marvel's Secret Invasion show, they continue casting on that, and they just added Christopher McDonald to the star-studded cast. So very, very great addition, man. Shooter McGavin has officially joined Secret Invasion. J.J. Abrams came out and did an interview, and he addressed the importance of having a trilogy plan. That's right, because he admitted that Star Wars kind of effed it up because of the fact that they were trying to do different writers, different directors. He says, man, we should have really gone into it and just panned out our trilogy and took it from there. But, you know, too little too late, but at least he sees the error in the ways. Netflix has renewed Firefly Lane for season 2. Congratulations. Rory Cochran, Edwin Hodge have joined HBO's Los Angeles Lakers series. Michael Huseman has joined Luke Evans in the Apple thriller Echo 3. Most people know him now from The Flight Attendant over on HBO Max. He was awesome in that, so great addition for this Echo 3 show that they're putting together. Jeffrey Wright discusses playing the Watcher in Marvel's What If. We have an interview up with him on our Twitter page if you want to check that out. So, Amazon. Amazon has purchased MGM Studios. We talked about it, I think, on last week's show that they were in negotiations. Well, now it looks to be a done deal. So congratulations to Amazon buying up MGM. But one thing they wanted to set the record straight on was that the James Bond franchise, including the upcoming movie, is not going straight to streaming. The movie will still be given a full theatrical release. So don't have to worry about James Bond getting pulled back there. So, but congratulations to Amazon, man. That's a huge acquisition. I think they paid around $8 billion for the franchise or for all of MGM. So just to beef up their streaming service. So congratulations to them, man. It's a lot of stuff. And we'll see. We'll see what other movies go straight to streaming or what other movies will still get theatrical releases now under the Amazon banner. Mark Wahlberg's new action sci-fi pick, Infinite, is finally coming out, and it's going straight to Paramount Plus. That's right, Paramount Plus trying to step up their game and saying, hey, we got original movies too. So they've taken a movie that was supposed to hit theaters off the release schedule, put it on to Paramount Plus. It's going to come out, I believe, in just about a week. I think it comes out June 10th. And yes, it'll now be the first big Paramount Plus exclusive movie that will hit the streamer, directed by Anton Fuqua, starring Mark Wahlberg. This the first trailer came out. It looks really good. It looks like a really cool action sci-fi flick. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll be watching it on Paramount Plus in just a couple weeks. Dino Ranch, that's right, a new animated series rides onto Disney Plus starting on June 18th. The new Sam Raimi-produced fifth installment of Evil Dead is going to be called Evil Dead Rise. We've talked about this before. It's going to be going straight to HBO Max. That's right, HBO Max has bought up the rights for this, and that's where it'll be going, foregoing the theatrical release and going straight to HBO Max. I think this is great. This is a great move for something like Evil Dead. Let's put it on the streamer, man, and let's raise the awareness. So I love it. Evil Dead Rise. Also coming to HBO Max, they're developing a Garbage Pail Kids animated series. Oh my goodness. I love Garbage Pail Kids. I used to collect these cards all the time when I was younger, so I can't wait to see what HBO Max does with it. And Danny McBride is involved, which makes me even more excited for this thing. Showtime's Dexter revival. Yes, they have announced, not really announced, but they put out the first new teaser for it. It's very short, But during the teaser, we find out that he's got a new alias, and his new name is Jim Lindsay. That's right. So it's a really cool little trailer where he's walking around town, and everybody's like, "Hey, Mr. Lindsay, how's it going, Jim?" You know, and everybody's talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going?" And then he looks in the window at a shop, and he's looking at the knives, and you're like, "Oh, snap, Dexter, baby." I can't wait for this Dexter revival, one of my all-time favorite shows. I'm so excited. But Jim Lindsay is coming your way. Congratulations. Netflix's The Sandman series has just added Kirby Howell Baptiste, and she'll be playing Death. Oh, very, very cool there. We have the first trailer for False Positive, which is coming to Hulu. Looks like a pretty interesting horror picture, so I'll be checking this one out when it hits Hulu. My only part that I'm a little nervous on is it's an A24 film, which makes me be like, I'm either going to love this or I'm going to hate it. So we will see, but False Positive coming soon to Hulu. Let's see here. Zack Snyder said that early plans before he did Man of Steel had it set in the same Dark Knight universe. That would have been really cool. I felt like we all thought that was going to happen, like, originally, because Christopher Nolan was a producer on Man of Steel, and we thought they were going to be connecting all this stuff to the Christian Bale Batman, but they decided to go a different route. But I'm kind of glad they did, because then I never would have got Ben Affleck as Batman, and I love him as Batman, so I'll take it right now. And yes, I just want to confirm June 10th for Mark Wahlberg's Infinite. That I was correct on that date. I just wanted to verify myself. June 10th coming to Paramount Plus. The Retirement Plan. This is a new action movie that they're putting together, and it's going to star Nicolas Cage and Ron Perlman. Get ready, baby. Get ready. So let's see here. Patton Oswalt is also joining the cast of Netflix's Sandman series. So congratulations there. Love Patton Oswalt. NCIS star confirms his exit in season 18. He says, "What a great ride it's been." I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen the show yet, but the article is posted on our Twitter if you would like to look into it some more. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6 cast has been announced, and it'll be coming in June to Paramount Plus. So there you go there. Give me one sec. Kelly Clarkson is set to take over Ellen DeGeneres' daytime slot. So congratulations there. That's a big, big deal for Kelly right there. So that is awesome. The Tony Awards. Yes, they've set some dates for their 2019-2020 season. The ceremony was postponed from its original June 20th date, obviously during the pandemic. The ceremony will air as a four-hour event, and it will air across CBS, Paramount Plus, and the CBS app. With the combined power of CBS and Paramount Plus, the show will honor this year's Tony Award nominees and winners in a new format unlike any other. That's what CBS President Jack Sussman said. So there you go. Very cool there. I love when they utilize their streaming apps for things like this, you know. Like, I actually watched on Peacock. I didn't review this or talk about it, I think, on last week's show. But Eurovision. Remember the Will Ferrell movie, Eurovision, that came out last year? That is a true musical contest that is across internationally. And Peacock was actually streaming the Eurovision contest this year, song contest. So I actually watched a big chunk of it, and I thought it was really, really cool that somebody in America could have an opportunity to see something like a Eurovision Song Contest on a streamer like that, because that's not something that would have been on TV. So I like that these streamers are getting creative and they're doing special stuff like that. So it's very, very cool. Borat supplemental reportings retrieved from floor of stable containing editing machine is now available on Prime Video. So yes, more Borat. This is a lot of outtake stuff from Borat 2, so you could check it out now on Amazon Prime. Let me read that title again. Borat supplemental reportings retrieved from the floor of stable containing editing machine. I love these titles. So, so good. Chris Pratt's The Tomorrow War will hit Amazon Prime on July 2nd, just so you know. Great, great trailer. Also, another new trailer that came out that was awesome was the new M. Night Shyamalan film, Old. That's right, his new movie, Old, is going to hit theaters on July 23rd, and this trailer was fantastic. I'm super excited to see what he has in store for this movie called Old, so looking forward to that. Cobra Kai Season 4 teaser came out, and it teases the return of the Karate Kid Part 3 villain. That's right, they are beefing up some Cobra Kai, man. I'm ready. We also have the brand new second Jungle Cruise trailer. Man, it was a great week for trailers actually last week, man. Lots of good stuff. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Emily Blunt, of course, the Disney movie based on the Jungle Cruise ride. It hits theaters in July. It'll also be on the Disney Plus Premier Access for $30 as well. Looking forward to this one. It looks like a fun family ride. It gives me Mummy vibes with Brendan Fraser. That's what this Jungle Cruise looks like to me. So I'm down, man. Those are fun movies, and I can't wait to see where it takes us. HBO has tapped Merle Dandridge to reprise her role as Marlene for The Last of Us show. So that's awesome. Congratulations there. Rumor has it that Square Enix is working on a Guardians of the Galaxy game. So we'll see if that moves through. Jo Koy is set to star in a new ABC Filipino American sitcom called Joseph. I like Jo Koy, so I think this will probably be pretty damn funny. So looking forward to that. Zack Snyder says he would love to adapt The Dark Knight Returns with new actors. So, it probably won't ever happen, but hey, you never know. Macarena Achaga has joined Andy Garcia in the upcoming Father of the Bride reboot. Kyle Chandler is set to star alongside Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Showtime's Super Pumped. Mrs. Davis, yes, is a new show that Peacock has ordered. It's a new drama series from Damon Lindelof and Tara Hernandez that will be coming soon to Peacock called Mrs. Davis. The 94th Academy Awards have been set for March 2022, and former eligibility rules will return. Martin Freeman's Breeders has been renewed for season 3 over at FX. Moonlight star Trevante Rhodes is set to play Mike Tyson in the upcoming Hulu series. Lee Tolan Krieger is set to helm the first two episodes of the Green Lantern show for HBO Max. So, hey, this guy's dabbled in a lot of superhero stuff, so great addition here for that. Looking very forward to the Green Lantern HBO Max series. We also have the first full trailer for Rose Byrne's new Apple TV Plus show, Physical. Looking forward to this one as well. I love Rose Byrne. Pop superstar Rina Sawayama is set to make her feature acting debut in John Wick Chapter 4. Mark Rylance is going to be joining Luca Guadagnino, his new romantic horror picture called Bones and All. We have the new trailer for Kevin Can Fuck Himself, which is coming to AMC. So check that out. It debuts in June. Amazon Studios has acquired the Val Kilmer documentary from A24. So that'll be coming straight to the streamer. Josh Rubin's Werewolves Within, that's right, based on the video game. I never even heard of this video game, but the new trailer came out, and it's actually pretty funny, so I'm looking forward to checking out Werewolves Within. I like the take that they're doing with this. It is official that Oscar Isaac is Moon Knight. So I know we had talked about this. We were all pretty sure this was happening, but it was never, ever fully confirmed from Marvel. But they did finally come out and confirm it. Oscar Isaac is Moon Knight, and they are currently filming, so that's pretty damn awesome. Looking forward to that. Jungle Cruise will be hitting theaters and Disney Plus Premier Access on July 30th, so check that out. We told you there's a Black Panther TV series that's coming focusing on Wakanda, and it sounds like Danai Gurira will be returning as Okoye in the upcoming Disney Plus series, so that is pretty awesome. Kind of expected, but it's nice to hear officially. Todd Phillips is reportedly returning to co-write Joker 2. That's right. He has signed a deal to return and co-write Joker 2, and we'll take it from there, see if it ever moves forward, so we will see. Also in confirmation, we had talked before that Jeremy Irvine was in negotiations to possibly play Alan Scott, the Green Lantern, in the upcoming HBO Max series. That is now confirmed. Jeremy Irvine is confirmed to play Alan Scott in HBO Max's Green Lantern series. So congratulations to him on that. Terry Silver, like I said, returning for season 4 of Cobra Kai, bringing back everything full circle. Sylvester Stallone still teasing that Rocky IV director's cut. He put out a new poster, and he teases it is coming. So I keep talking about this. I'm like, give me something solid, man. Come on, Sly. I need that director's cut, man. Love me Rocky IV. That's my favorite one in the franchise. Quit teasing me and give me the damn movie. Let's see here. Escape Room Tournament of Champions. We talked about this trailer dropping. It hits theaters on July 16th. So July is really stacking when it comes to movies. In the new Rugrats reboot, Rugrats' mom, Betty, is queer in the upcoming Paramount Plus reboot. Natalie Morales is the voice, and she has confirmed it for the character. The show Debris has been canceled after just one season over on NBC. This is sad to hear. I am watching the show currently. I am behind, but I've been watching it. I don't love it, but I do dig it. So I was sad to see that it got canceled, but you know, I understand. This show was very out there, and it was a little hard to even follow at times, so I can kind of get why people fell out of it. But yeah, it's always definitely a bummer, especially when I'm in the middle of binging a show, and then they cancel it on you, and you're just like, okay, now do I finish it, or do I just give up? I don't know what to do here, but we'll see what happens. MacGyver's Lucas Till and Black Lightning's Nafessa Williams have joined The Spook Who Sat by the Door, which is a new pilot that has been ordered over on FX. So great additions here for that. Let's see here. We have the first teaser trailer for the Fantasy Island reboot that is coming, so check that out. Rosalind Sanchez leads that, and she is always a gorgeous to look at. So I'm looking forward to the Fantasy Island reboot. We'll see where it goes. Peacock's Joe Exotic drama has just enlisted Nat Wolff to the cast, so great addition there. He's always good. Discovery Plus has ordered a new true crime series from Blumhouse Television. It's going to be called Relentless. There you go. It follows a filmmaker's obsessive journey to find the truth behind the disappearance of a missing woman. Very, very cool. William Dafoe reportedly returning as Green Goblin for Spider-Man No Way Home, and that he might actually even be the main villain of the film. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how true this is. I'm going to really chalk this one up to a rumor. A lot of sites are running with this one. I just don't know, why would we know about Doc Ock, and why would we know about Electro, but no one would say anything about Green Goblin returning? I mean, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, man. I can't wait for this first trailer to drop, because there's so many question marks around Spider-Man No Way Home. So take this one with a grain of salt for what it is right now, but supposedly William Dafoe will be returning as the main villain, reprising his role as Green Goblin for Spider-Man No Way Home. The Rock says he wants Black Adam to be a long-term DCEU role. Of course, why not? I would love for it to be too, especially because I need to see him against Shazam. So we need to be doing something cool there in the future. Going back to Spider-Man, Sony executives are saying that Spider-Man No Way Home will reveal some of Sony's plan to connect with the MCU. So it looks like there's deeper connections here, and they said they're going to start to shine that light of how the MCU and the Sonyverse are going to kind of combine into one thing. So we might get that Venom in Spider-Man at some point. Looking forward to that. Let's see here. Congratulations to Army of the Dead, which is already one of Netflix's top 10 most watched films of all time. It's already been watched by over 72 million households. Loved Army of the Dead. Congratulations. Well deserved. Very, very cool there. Walt Disney Studios has updated a couple films on their release schedule. Nothing crazy, so you can check that out if you're interested. John Boyega teases that he would return to Star Wars if key people are involved. So there you go. We'll see who those people are. But he says, yeah, it would definitely be a no-brainer to return if all the pieces fell right. We found out that Far Cry 6 will officially be hitting consoles and PC on October 7th of this year. So finally, man, this game feels like it's been in the works forever. Miles Teller has replaced Armie Hammer in the upcoming show The Offer, which will be on Paramount Plus. It's the making of the Godfather series. So congratulations to Miles Teller picking up that project. Robert Palmer Watkins is set to recur in The Walking Dead World Beyond Season 2. Peaky Blinders is officially wrapped filming on its sixth and final season. Rupert Evans has been cast as the Bridgerton patriarch in Netflix's Bridgerton Season 2. We have the next Gossip Girl reboot trailer, so you can check that out if you're interested. It's coming soon to HBO Max. Shazam Fury of the Gods is officially filming, so that is awesome there that that's moving along here. Let's see here. Congratulations to the Eternals trailer, which pulled in over 77 million views in just its first 24 hours. Damn, that's crazy. Freddie Stroma is set to play DC Comics villain Vigilante in HBO Max's Suicide Squad spinoff of Peacemaker. That's right. So, you know, Vigilante, a.k.a. Adrian Chase. I'm very familiar with Adrian Chase, especially from Arrow. That was a great character over on Arrow. So, yeah, Freddie Stroma will be suiting up as Vigilante in the Peacemaker series coming to HBO Max. We have everything coming and going to Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Hulu, Paramount Plus, and Peacock. Everything coming and going in June, so check that out if you are interested on that. Congratulations once again to the box office, man. A big, big opening in the box office between A Quiet Place Part 2 and Cruella. It was a big boost that was much, much needed at the box offices. Michael Stuhlbarg and Chloe Sevigny have been joining Timothée Chalamet in Bones and All, which is another movie we talked about earlier today. We're really beefing up the cast on this. Let me see here. Sorry, I'm just skipping through a couple things. We already talked about that. Martin Freeman, he read the Black Panther script for Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, and he gives high praise. He praises the script and says that they're going to start filming here very soon. He says the script is very good, and everybody's feeling really good about it. So, man, I'm still very, very curious what they're going to do with Black Panther 2. So we will wait and we will see. IMAX said that A Quiet Place 2 set a new pandemic record. Congratulations, man. I saw it in IMAX. I contributed to this, so you're welcome. And but no, it really, really works in IMAX, so go check that out. Give me one sec here. We already talked about that. Cruella. Going back to the box office, Cruella is projecting a four-day opening of $26.5 million, including $21.3 million for just the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Overseas, it took in $16.1 million for a global start of $42.6 million, which is very strong for a movie that's also can be streamed at home. And then we have The Quiet Place Part 2, which grossed $19.3 million on Friday alone and a $14.9 million on Saturday, from 3,752 theaters for a projected four-day weekend debut of $58.5 million. So, woo! Congratulations there, man. That is an awesome opening weekend there. We talked about the Gossip Girl reboot. The reboot takes place 9 years after the original Gossip Girl's website went dark and will explore just how social media and the landscape of New York itself has changed in the years. So, check that out when it comes out. But you can see that review in that trailer right now. Emma Stone, of course, doing publicity for Cruella. And, of course, they had to ask her, are you in the new Spider-Man movie? And, of course, she said, no, I'm not in that, which is what everybody's saying. So who knows what we're going to get with the Spider-Man movie once again. Pauly Shore says he's ready for that Encino Man sequel. Says, bring it on, Disney Plus. I'm ready too, man. I'd love to see a sequel to Encino Man. So let's get it going, baby. I would love that. Neon Machine Barry producer Jason Kim is developing a new comedy series over on Amazon. We have the teaser trailer for the new Patrick show, which comes out in July. Sam Richardson has been given a secret role in Harley Quinn season 3. So, who could he play? He's awesome. I love when he's added to anything. So that's very, very good. That's pretty much it, guys. That is the full news. And kind of in a little sad note to kind of wrap things up, you know, I always shout out at the end of this show to follow me on Stardust. Stardust has always been a really cool app that I've been on for a couple years. I'm actually a verified user on that app for doing reviews, and it's TV reviews, trailer reviews, movie reviews, and they're 30-second mini reviews. And that's what I've loved about it, man. I signed up for this app a couple years ago, and just I use it very, very frequently. I found out over the weekend that the Stardust app is shutting down. Unfortunately, not enough people have been subscribing to it. Even though I shout it out every week and I say, join it and follow me, I'll follow you back. It was a great community of people reviewing things they love, like movies and television. And I'm very, very bummed to see it shutting down. It's going to shut down by the end of the week. And it really, really sucks. So unfortunately, no more follow me on Stardust. But what I will say is follow us for sure on TikTok if you can. You know, I know some of you don't like to do it, but hey, you don't got to make TikToks to be on TikTok. TikTok is actually a really funny app and with some really creative people. And I've just decided for now that I'll be doing my 30-second mini video reviews on our Am I on the Air TikTok. So follow us at Simply Am I on the Air, and I'll follow you back. And let's make it a community over there, man, and keep the video reviews alive. So I know some of my peeps, including Friggins and stuff, have said to do it on Instagram. I got to figure out a way to do it. I actually tried to upload a review to Instagram and then tried to chop it up into different parts. And I don't want to mess with all that. I just want one straight 30-second video. It shouldn't have to be broken into parts and shit. So we'll see. We'll play around with Instagram and see what we can get there. But for now, it'll be on TikTok. And for those of you that don't want to download the app, I will share the reviews to our Twitter page. And that way you can still watch the videos right off our Twitter page. So there you go. Just a quick kind of shout out and RIP to Stardust. It was such a cool app, and I wish it would have grown to be bigger than what it ended up being, because it definitely deserved it. So that'll do it for me, ladies and gentlemen, for this show of the week. Please check out our webpage at amiontheair.com. Make sure you bookmark that. It's got all our social media tabs on it. But hey, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter at dxdonmega. And of course, get us on Apple Podcasts. Download, rate, and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. If Apple Podcasts ain't your thing, stream us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Podchaser. We're on all the different platforms, so make sure you just follow along and rate and review, and you know, keep us glowing and growing all over the place. I'd really appreciate that. And of course, check us out, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram at Simply Am I on the Air, and shout out to our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. That's Red Dragons Radio, all one word. Great website with all different podcasts on it, and they always stream us, so thank you so much. And follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. So that'll do it for me on this Monday, May the 31st. I hope May was good for y'all, and I hope June is even better. We're starting to get things back to life. Masks are going away, people are opening back up, movies are coming back. Hopefully things are heading in a real good direction this summer, and we don't regress, we only progress. So take care of yourselves and each other, y'all. Until next time, peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!